All right. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brained Up Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, jessiewallacher.com, all the trainings and the journals. If you are listening to this on Monday, be sure to go on Amazon and grab one of the three journals I have, because odds are you're probably already shopping Cyber Monday deals. So, and even if it's not Cyber Monday, you should still go get it because they're awesome and they have courses to go along with it if you want. But if nothing else, it's a really good journal that puts you in charge of your health. It's probably exactly what you're looking for because it's so flippin' simple and it gives you an idea of like how to work around things. Anyways, there's my little pitch for the day. But what I actually wanted to talk about is something that I have just shared today when I'm recording this podcast. Actually, it's early in the morning. I will be heading to work very soon, but I felt called to just talk on this a little bit more because I wrote a Monday morning email, which is something all of my personal clients get, and they get it for life, which is just an email I send out every Monday based around a topic that I feel people, like I'm either going through or people that I'm working with in that moment are going through or things that I'm just noticing. And I also wrote a post on this as well and just added in my Monday morning talk to it because it's something that really needs to be said. And I just want to say it in here too, because it's one thing to like read it, but it's another thing like to actually say it. And for me to like read it and say it in the way that I wrote it. So this is about getting the ideal body. And I don't know how I'm going to title this, but it's definitely going to be around how like the ideal body is not going to give you everything that you want. It's going to be a smaller title than that. Obviously you clicked on it, but yeah, here's that post and part of that email. So life is going to be so much better with the ideal body, right? And today's the day. That girl trainer you've been following because she shares a lot of workout ideas and you add into your routine has a new trainer coming out today. And even though, again, it's not exactly or even close to what it is you're actually looking for, you're settling on it. Because she has the body, the life, the apartment, and the transformation that you want. So maybe there's something in it that you already don't know. But in reality, yet again, another training, another program, another diet or routine that does nothing for you. Because instead of freedom, you're taking on more rules and guidelines, suggestions and secrets that don't serve you at all. And you've been doing this health game for far too long to think you're missing something. Because you're looking up weight loss tips, but really you want to just love your body. You're looking up diet plans, but really you want to no longer fear food and get anxious around it. You're looking up workout routines, but really you just want a break and the okay to try something new without losing all your hard work. The life you're expecting to come only with the weight loss is going to leave you feeling even more empty, even more depressed, even more alone, and even more confused as to why this is all life has to offer. Your body doesn't dictate how good your life gets to be. You do. And when you're loving it, living it, enjoying it, and making decisions based on the bigger picture, you physically change as well. Because just like our souls, our bodies want to be safer and feel loved. So if it's constantly being picked and prodded for not being enough, it will never be enough. So remember, when you start living and deciding, experimenting and going for the life you want with, with where you are at now, life, things change and quickly. So remember, when you start living and deciding, experimenting and doing for the life you want with where you're at now, things change and quickly. I just needed to like not think about it. So when you're having fun, you feel safe and full of yourself. And therefore, your body can do the same by being the healthy size it wants to be. But it starts with you, the soul housed in this already beautiful and worthy body. And this is the transformation I take my clients on. And you could be next. One-on-one coaching is open now. So here's the deal. When I first started healing myself around food, that would be the last podcast, how I accidentally became vegan, which goes into depth on the story and how I went about it and the process I take my clients on as well. But once I started going through the healing process of food, it was so liberating and freeing. And for a good while, I didn't worry about my weight. I was just solely focused on that. But the gym and working out was still like a mindset I really needed to change, because if you relate to this, you are my people. But I was so far into like the healthy and or the quote unquote healthy and the trying to make it work and still trying for the ideal body that like working through my food process, I was able to get rid of the whole, if I walk down these aisles, I'm going to gain like 5 pounds. And literally standing at family get-togethers and looking at the dessert table at all the delicious things that I wanted to try and eat and feeling so out of control if I did eat them, and like instantly feeling like weight piling up around my stomach and around my thighs and all those places that I was so insecure about. And that doesn't actually happen. But we get so sucked into this belief, into this thought that we have to be perfect, and straying away at all is going to knock down all of our progress. And same at the gym, that if I skip a day, if I get sick and have to take a week off, I'm just withering away. My muscles are becoming like lethargic and just falling apart. And I'm just failing, and my muscles turning to fat, and I'm becoming more and more unappealing and more unworthy, and all of that support and confidence and attention that I want is just like falling away, and it's so not worth it. And just it's just a terrible place to be in. Because you're constantly looking for something. You're constantly looking for anything. Because you aren't enough. And that post that I just read, that post that I just shared, and what I sent out to my clients is just that. It's exactly, like, that was me. That was me scrolling through late at night, looking at different people that I saw online that had it together and that knew more than me and that had the secret. And like, I definitely bought a few workout routines and trainings, even though that was the last thing I wanted. I love working out on my own. I love just getting ideas and doing it myself. Like, I definitely go to CrossFit classes when I don't want to think of anything, but I do love having that freedom. So why on earth was I paying for a routine and a program that I was never going to finish? I was never going to do. Yeah, I remember it was like a good idea and everything, but it wasn't my style of training. And it's okay to try new things, but I knew going into it that I was just looking for an answer. I was just looking for what I was doing wrong, because I couldn't do it on my own. There was no way. I had to have somebody tell me. I couldn't just do it. But that's exactly what I've been doing. That's what I've changed. And that's where, like, the healing process of food gave me a good start to this process. But I had to, like, a couple years a year or two into healing myself with food, I had to take a new approach to healing my body and my mindset around it to where I'm at now. And I just take it for granted now, which is so very sad as far as like sharing how I can help people with this, but it's also just like so wonderful as well, because I don't look at pictures and only see how fat and unflattering I am and how I'm awful with angles or anything like that. I just see good memories. I just see good memories in good times. And it starts with you just learning and trying to live life and enjoy the moments and enjoy yourself and understand just how amazing it is right now. Because we always think we aren't enough. And especially women, especially with weight loss and all of that, because it's pushed so much, whether we really visually see it or not, that the ideal body is going to get you exactly what you want. But that's not the case. That's far from the case. And it's not shared, it's not talked about, because nobody wants to, and nobody really realizes it either. But we always go striving for more success, for more weight loss, for more love and attention, thinking that that will be the answer to fix what's really going on inside of us. And it doesn't. And a lot of people that do end up succeeding with being successful, with losing the weight, with finding the love in the relationships and the attention, will find that it's still very empty. Because they haven't focused on themselves. They haven't healed themselves. And that's where it starts. It has to start with you. Believing and seeing and knowing that you are enough now, no matter what. I mean, like, that's why this body positivity thing is a good thing, but it can also be, like, detrimental too. Because, yeah, body positivity is great because that's the start of healing, but also it's, at times it can be masking that, like, being overweight and being unhealthy is okay because you're loved. But here's the thing, and this is what I teach my clients and what I dive deep into with them and why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because once you start to learn and realize that you have the answers, and that you can eat intuitively, you can work out intuitively, you don't have to go hard and crazy, and you don't have to track everything, you're able to focus more on your soul and find out, like, what's going on with that. Because it's not a you thing, it's not a hormonal thing, it's not a lack of motivation thing. Something else is going on. Something else that you don't really want to talk about, you don't really want to look at, and that's the reason why it's difficult. That's the reason why you're here. That's the reason why you're looking for a Band-Aid to cover up something that needs stitches. And for me, that process came with somewhere along the lines when I was just working out and eating healthy to be the best athlete I could. I got brainwashed and sidetracked into thinking that I really wasn't pretty or enough. Because that little insecurity was attached to this and blew up even more than it needed to be. And I was masking this want to do a bodybuilding competition, to lose weight as a way to find love and acceptance. Even though it was abundant in my life, I didn't have a bad childhood or a rough upbringing where I wasn't loved or where I was told or perceived that I would only be worthy at a certain size, or told over and over again that I needed to lose weight in order to find that attention. I brainwashed myself into that, and it takes healing to get through it. And that's the thing, that's what makes this healthy experimenting, this healthy view, and this change actually stick, is because you get to the sole reason why this is so hard, why you're struggling with it. And we work on that. Because once you get to that reason, then you're able to work on healing it and forgiving it. And forgiveness is a big portion of it. Because even though somebody can do something awful to you, by forgiving in your way, and processing through it, it puts you back in control and you're no longer the victim. Because that's what this is all about. It's about putting you back in control. Even if you feel like you do have control, you don't. Because if you go around thinking that you have to weigh and track and count and calculate and you have to have somebody else tell you and you can't be left alone and you have no control and you have these intense cravings and you get anxious very easily and things get out of hand and your heart just starts racing for no reason at all because you aren't enough, there is something going on and you are not in control. Fear is. Unworthiness is. Not being enough is. And that's where it changes. Because by changing your health, by changing your view and approach to it, you're finally put in control and you finally have a say. And life changes. And your body changes. And your mind and soul and subconscious and just belief around you changes. I'm living a life that I thought people were only born with and lucky enough to be born with. I literally thought that. I literally thought that next time, my next life, I'm going to do it better. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to have all of this knowledge and all of this experience that I'll be able to get it right. And I'll be able to start here. And I'll know what to do and what not to do. And then it'll be better. I thought that at 21 years old. I have a long way to go for just settling with life. And that's not the case. Because here's the little known secret that is too easy to sell in an ebook, that is too easy to bottle up for a pill and sell over and over again. Because once you get it, you never need anything else. Because once you find worth in yourself and you find your reason for living, your reason for succeeding, your reason for being an asset in life, you choose to be healthy. You choose healthy options. You choose to move your body. You choose to eat different things because you know that it's going to benefit you. And keep you alive and keep you moving and keep you progressing. And you also choose to enjoy life and you choose balance, even though that was the biggest swear word of all in your life, because no balance, no sleep, only progress, hustling forward, love it, kill it, never sleep. Somebody else is always doing more. Somebody else is always doing better. The best pace is a suicide pace. Work while everyone else is sleeping. All of that stuff is detrimental and pushes you down and pushes you aside and forces you to lose what is actually happening and how successful you actually are. And it's as simple as that, but it requires reminding yourself and working through it over and over and over again as life happens, through the mess and through the difficult situations. And that's the other thing. This doesn't happen when life gets easier, when your schedule changes, when your kids move out, when you finally have the relationship, when you finally are more stable, or when you have the house, or when you have more space. It happens in the mess. It happens in the difficult times. It happens in the stress. Because if you're able to make progress and see positivity and see progressions and see the abundance in life when it's messy and uncomfortable, that's when it can stick. Because there's nothing that can get worse than that. Because then you choose health in the difficult times. You choose healthier options because you know how your body feels when it's fully being fueled. My dad would always say food is fuel. He still does. But you know what? Once you start choosing healthy options, your body just naturally craves it. Just like you crave cookies and pizza and all those quote-unquote unhealthy foods, which are not the best for you, but just like you crave comfort food, which is comfort food for a reason, We dive deeper into that in my coaching. You also crave healthy options because your body starts to realize and see, and you're able to connect. And that's the other thing. It's not just mindless. You're able to make that connection and you choose it. You're able to see exactly how your body reacts to food. You're able to see exactly how your body feels and how you feel and how productive you are and how better you perform in the gym and how much better you perform at work and how more present you are in relationships and how you're more willing to just deal with the bullshit because you are taken care of and you are full and you are not settling for just shit. You're ready to process it. You expect more out of life. So you do more and you get more. But it's not forced. It's not more stress. It's more healing. It's more comfort. It's more good. And that's what sticks. It seems way too simple. It seems way too out there and just love yourself and it'll be great. But it's true. And I avoided it for so long because it wasn't something I could physically work through and push through and stay up late doing. It was something that forced me to get out of the gym. It was something that forced me to be present with my meals, whether it was home cooked or whether I actually went out and got the pizza that I had been craving for months and months and months. It forced me to slow down. It forced me to go to bed early. It forced me to put away the busy work. It forced me back into my Bible. It forced me to clean my space. It forced me to journal more and see like how beneficial it was for me to get my mind, thoughts, and the words rolling around my head out so I can see them physically. Because when they're physically in front of you, they no longer have control of you because they are set and put in one place, and they don't have more space to roll around. And the same with this. This is why I just talk through things and I ramble. I literally just wanted to read through that post, and look, we are 22 minutes in later, and I'm still talking. Because there's things that need to be said, and there's things that you need to know. That you aren't alone, that this isn't a stupid thought, that this isn't just you needing to work through things because everyone else has it together and you need to hide it away and push it away so you can keep on with this fake, perfect facade that everyone else is doing when it's not that at all. We're all struggling, we're all insecure, we're all questioning ourselves. Except my clients. Except people that have done this work. Because it's the stuff that is life-changing. People that I worked with 2-3 years ago are still messaging me and still reminding me just how transformational this work is because it's part of their life now. It's who they are. It's not that they've changed. They've owned it themselves. They've created their version of it. And that's what you need to do. You need to stop following other people's rules, other people's expectations, and start following your own. Get back to why. Remember when you were younger and you didn't care what other people thought? Have you never had that feeling before? It's time you had it. It's time you started. Because it's so much better. Because love and success and progress doesn't come with the ideal body. It starts now and your body follows. Because it finally feels safe and comfortable too. It's a process, but it is so very doable. And that's all I wanted to say today. Because if this speaks to you, then you're ready for more. And that's what I work on privately with my coaches, with my clients. Because it's deep work that needs somebody else to listen to. Because this took me years to fumble through. And I know the exact process to fast track it, to make sense of it, and to guide you through it. I'm not going to fix it for you or show you the way. I'm going to help you find it yourself because I know that's what you want. You're sick and tired of following other people's rules and seeing what everyone else is doing and trying to find the way really you just want your own. You really just want to do it yourself. You want so badly, but you don't believe that's possible. You believe somebody else needs to show it to you and tell you it. I'm here to tell you the opposite. It's so possible to do it yourself. Even if you think it's too far gone, even if you think you really don't have control, even if you think that this is just a fact of life and you're just settling and making it work. It is so doable. Even in the mess, even in the stress. Because I did this at one of the most difficult times of my life. And it's made every other rough situation, every other low point, so much easier. Like when I am moving and things change last minute, which apparently is a trend for me, but last minute things either fall through or don't happen as planned, and I roll with the punches now, and it doesn't paralyze me and stop me in my tracks. I'm able to work through it and make it happen. And that faith and that calm and that freedom is worth every tear, is worth every struggle, is worth every difficult time I went through in order to get to this point, because this is so much better, and this is what I want for people. This is what I want for you. So if you're ready to start living your life now, if you're ready to stop waiting for the ideal body in order, in ideal life, in order to actually start doing this work and actually find it, let me know. Because I don't force you into a bubble in order to do it. We still go through life and we make it yours. We roll with the punches because that's what life is, and that's what health is. Health should take you through life. It should not take it over, and we're about to change that. And that's all I gotta say. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy your Cyber Monday. Be sure to get a couple of my journals or talk to me so we can sign you up for private coaching, because this is ending very, very soon. At the end of the week, actually, I'm gonna just close it off, whether it's full or not. So be sure to, because it's very limited spots and very intimate. And I will give you my journals for free along with it. So have a wonderful day. Process through this, because it is big stuff. And if you're ready for that next step, be sure to message me. I have links down below for private coaching, as well as my beginning program, which takes you through the exact process as well, but it'll be in a more group setting and more affordable rate. But otherwise, have a wonderful day. You are already worthy. You are already beautiful. You are already enough right now, and you do not need to sacrifice or lose more weight or do anything different in order to fully embrace it. Okay? I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.